The village of Newtok is disappearing as it loses land to a combination of thawing permafrost and coastal erosion. Newtok's 400 people have been trying to relocate for years, and for years the main obstacle has been the same: money. Now they're almost out of time. But as Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, moving Newtok may take an act of Congress.
People say Newtok is dealing with erosion, but walk along the bank of the Ninglick River and you realize that word doesn't do it justice. Erosion sounds like something slow and steady wearing away at the land. What's happening here is crazier. Andrew John is Newtok's tribal administrator. He just got back to town last night, and first thing this morning, he came out here to the river with his measuring tape.
And I took some measurements, and oh my goodness, I don't recognize any of this in just 5 weeks, you know?
That's because the land here is breaking off in giant chunks. The river is eating away at the permafrost beneath the tundra, undercutting the bank. During a big storm, whole blocks will break off, and the village can lose 10 or 20 feet at a time. The nearest house is about 40 feet from where we're standing right now. That means people are living just one or two big storms from the edge. And that's why pretty much everyone in Newtok agrees it's time to go. The village wants to relocate to a new site. It's a 20-minute boat ride upriver. Our destination?
We're going to heaven. That's what it feels like when we're there, you know? It's beautiful.
Heaven is Mehtarvik, the new Newtok. It sits across the Ninglick River on Nelson Island, up on the side of a low mountain. In other words, it's not about to erode away. Newtok got this land in an exchange with the federal government over a decade ago. Since then, they've been trying to piece together enough funding to build homes and infrastructure. And over the years, they have managed to get some things built. As we approach the new site, we see what looks like a proto-village. We pull up to the landing, a little fast. From the water, you can see a handful of houses along a makeshift road. There's the foundation of what will someday, maybe, be the school. There's a row of heavy equipment waiting for the next construction season. We've arrived in heaven.
You crooked Parker, you.
As we walk up the hill, Andrew lays out Newtok's plans for this site. Roughly 100 homes, gravel roads instead of the sinking boardwalks at the current location, and running water, which the current village doesn't have.
Something as simple as washing your face in the morning. You know what I mean? For warm water coming out of a faucet.
But to see the site's real pride and glory, we load into a four-wheeler and head out to the rock quarry. It was just finished this summer.
This time last year, all this was just a dream. Amen. Amen.
It's just a pit gouged out of the hillside, but this is the whole reason for moving to this site. It's built on rock, not spongy tundra. The river won't destroy it. From here, you can see for miles. Andrew explains why this view matters.
It's a part of who we are. This is our land, upriver from the current village of Newtok, are my ancestral roots.
Newtok is a pretty traditional Yupik village, one that relies on hunting and fishing. If the village can relocate to this site, close enough to the old one, they can continue that way of life. The problem is, it's not clear this new village will be ready before the old village is destroyed.
And Rachel, that's just a few years away. We don't have time.
Romy Cadiente is Newtok's relocation coordinator. The construction at the new site has been pieced together bit by bit over the last decade, but Newtok doesn't have anywhere near enough money to build everything they need. Housing, an airstrip, a school, a power plant. The Army Corps of Engineers estimates that price tag at $130 million. In a village where more than 40% of the community lives below the poverty line, that money will have to come from outside. But state and federal agencies have turned down Newtok's requests for disaster relief and other grants. If it's not possible to relocate together, families could simply scatter to Bethel or Anchorage. Romy says that's unacceptable.
We will do whatever we have to, as fast as we have to. We'll live in yurts, do anything, but we will not. Because essentially what you're really talking about is the preservation of the Yupik community, its traditional values, its identity.
This problem is bigger than Nutak.
We have these examples all across the country where you're having extreme weather events.
Joel Niemeyer heads the Denali Commission, the federal agency most closely involved in Nutak's relocation efforts.
As a country, we haven't yet resolved the question of how we want to respond to these.
He says Congress never envisioned relocating whole communities. There's no agency in charge of it. There's no pot of money to fund it. And yet, as climate change hits coastal communities around the country with flooding and erosion, it's a problem we will likely see more and more. He says Congress needs to make a decision. In these situations, is it U.S. policy to move whole communities? Or just move families? Or do nothing?
Obviously, moving a village is more expensive than moving families. But when you move families, you're dispersing a community, you're dispersing a tribe, you're dispersing a culture, and you'll lose that. So that is a very real policy decision Congress needs to grapple with.
Returning from the trip to the new site, the boat pulls up to Nutak's deteriorating shoreline. The waves roll over three old snow machines and the remains of a road, casualties of this fall's storms. Just steps away are the nearest houses. By this time next year, the water will reach those homes. Andrew John says he doesn't understand why this isn't enough to deserve help.
We're Americans too. And I, as a veteran, have fought in the forces in which safeguard our country and our way of life. And now I'm home, fighting for my people. In our way of life. I'm sorry.
It's a fight that may ultimately be won or lost nearly 4,000 miles from here, in Congress. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Nutak.